This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is warning of higher costs at home as he takes another step to punish Russia for the Ukraine invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the U.S. is banning all Russian oil imports, aimed at cutting off part of a steady stream of Moscow's income amid other crippling financial sanctions.
Another powerful blow to Putin's war machine.
He'd been resisting the move out of fears it would push up already high gas prices at home. AAA says a gallon now costs, on average, a record $4.17, up 10 cents in one day and 55 cents since last week.
We're going much higher.
Oil analyst Tom Klose says it will happen fast. The president says he gets it.
But.
He's warning the energy industry against exploiting the situation with excessive increases. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The latest figures from UN Human Rights Office puts the number of civilian casualties in Ukraine at 406, with about 800 injured, though they believe the true number of casualties is much higher than what's recorded. At a United Nations news conference, spokesman Stefan Dujarric says more people are being displaced, injured, and killed.
More than 2 million Ukrainians have now crossed international borders out of Ukraine. According to the UN's Human Rights Office, between the 24th of February and the 7th of March, at the end of the day, 1,335 civilian casualties were recorded, which includes 474 people killed.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet says the conflict has triggered a humanitarian crisis. This is the